This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the G7 summit at Kananaskis, Canada this evening. This would be Prime Minister's sixth consecutive participation in the G7 summit. During the two-day visit to Canada at the invitation of Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney, Mr. Modi will also hold several bilateral meetings at the sidelines of the summit. Prime Minister will exchange views with leaders of G7 countries, other invited outreach countries, and heads of international organizations on crucial global issues. These issues include energy security, technology and innovation, particularly the AI energy nexus and quantum-related issues. Our correspondent has filed this report.
The Group of Seven is an informal grouping of seven of the world's advanced economies, France, US, UK, Germany, Japan, Italy, Canada, and the European Union. Its members meet annually at the G7 summit to discuss global, economic, and geopolitical issues. The focus areas of the G7 summit this year will include protecting communities and the world, building energy security, and accelerating the digital transition, and securing the partnerships of the future. India has been regularly invited to the outreach session of the G7 summit in the past few years. New Delhi has always brought the issues of Global South to the fore during its interventions made at the previous G7 summits. At last year's summit, Prime Minister Modi had joined other invited countries to discuss critical topics such as artificial intelligence, energy, Africa, and the Mediterranean. Suparna Sekia, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Earlier yesterday, India and Cyprus had unequivocally condemned terrorism and extremism in all its forms and manifestations and reaffirmed their shared commitment to countering hybrid threats that undermine peace and stability. The two countries also urged all states to respect the sovereignty of other nations and called for the disruption of terrorism financing networks, the elimination of safe havens, dismantling of terrorist infrastructure, and bringing perpetrators of terrorism to justice swiftly. In a joint declaration issued after delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Cyprus President Nikos Christodoulidis in Nicosia, the two nations emphasized the need for a comprehensive, coordinated and sustained approach to combat terrorism across borders. Addressing media with President Nikos Christodoulidis at the Presidential Palace in Nicosia yesterday, Mr. Modi extended best wishes to Cyprus for its upcoming presidency of the European Union and welcomed its continued support for India's permanent membership in the UN Security Council. The Prime Minister also thanked Cyprus for its support in India's fight against cross-border terrorism. The Financial Action Task Force, FATF, has condemned the Pahalgam terror attack, saying the attack could not have occurred without financial backing. The global watchdog said in a statement that the Pahalgam attack and other recent attacks could not have happened without money and means to move funds between terrorist supporters. The FATF reaffirmed its support to over 200 jurisdictions within its global network to build and enhance their counter-financing of terrorism measures. It will soon release a comprehensive analysis of terrorist financing, compiling cases provided by the global network. Government has decided to open 2,000 driving training schools in various parts of the country. Speaking at an event in New Delhi, Union Minister of Road Transport and Highways, Nitin Gadkari, said that these training schools will be opened in backward and tribal areas of the country, which will generate employment opportunities for youth. India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places over Saurashtra and Kutch today. It further predicted thunder squalls and gusty winds in places over Bihar, Jharkhand, Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan. Parts of Arunachal Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, coastal Karnataka, Gangetic West Bengal, Gujarat, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Orissa and northeastern states are also expected to witness heavy rainfall during the next 2 to 3 days. The Board of Control for Cricket in India has announced replacements in Indian under-19 squad for the upcoming tour of England. The Junior Cricket Committee has named Deepesh as replacement for Aditya Rana, while Naman will replace Khilan Patel. And that is the end of this news bulletin.